Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello and welcome back to another episode, guys. Today we got that new trailer for Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, trailer number 3. Going to be doing sort of a reaction here as well as a click-through breakdown, just looking what we see. So let's hit play and see what we've got. This game looks so good. Sky Kingdom. Oh, there's some. There's those things that look like. I think they're officially now Zoni. Sick shot of Link flying down to one of these sky temples. And there again is Link with that old school armor. I still describe this game to me as like the Majora's Mask of Breath of the Wild, right? Like it's going to be, ooh, little encampments. That's nice. That's one of my, honestly, that's really my only criticism of Breath of the Wild. I just wish there were more sort of people to interact with. Okay, getting some shots of around. Gerudo Desert. Sky is falling. There's Hyrule Castle. Ooh, is that Demise? Zelda Falling. We saw that in another trailer. Death Mountain. Okay. Whoa, like a laser grid. I'm guessing that's another Guardian. Oh, Link's. That looks cool. Who is that? Wow, this is okay. There's gonna be a lot to break down of this trailer because this is a whole lot.
Zelda, we rely on your knight and that legendary sword he carries. Our last line of defense will be Link.
Okay, is that her dad? Okay, flying a little thing there. Blocking the shield back. What is that? Oh, okay. You can cart people around. The stasis. We saw them do that. And then it like reverses time. Oh, rocket. This game looks massive. I mean, Breath of the Wild is huge. What? Link piloting like a robot there? This game is going to be pushing the Switch to its absolute.
Can do.
My guess is there's zero chance this runs at 60 frames a second.
Do not look
I mean,
away.
As long as it runs at 30, that's fine.
Revival and the birth of his new world.
The
Okay, there's Ganon. I mean, storytelling, this looks like it might be the best, one of the better. Oh, okay, so you can fight with people.
You are our final hope.
Wow. 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 Okay, wow. There is so, so much. Oh, we got a little bit more.
Must find me.
I'm starting to think there is going to be some time elements in this game, whether it's sort of like the fabric, like almost like not multiverse, but some sort of like fabric of, you know, reality or something. Okay, so I'm just going to do sort of like a blind, turn the volume off, click through here. So again, this shot up, one of the early shots here, about 17 seconds. The king, you know, Hyrule itself, we know that there's the Sky Temples over here in this this left corner. You can see, you can see some tendrils coming out. I can't tell if that's Hyrule Castle or not. Continuing on here, this looks like some of the area they showed us in the last trailer, some of these sky islands with just little, you know, islands that you can run around in. That might be is that a talus? You know, that's a kind of a big rock down there in the bottom middle, but it could also be, you know, like it looks like maybe a talus perhaps. Okay, as we continue on a little bit here, here's another one of those creatures, right? I think in the last one, it was sort of confirmed that that might be Zoni, who, you know, you go back to Breath of the Wild and other things, you know, there's these like Zoni ruins, who's this perhaps lost ancient race in Hyrule. It's like deep, deep, deep Zelda lore that they might be exploring a little bit here. Okay, here's the shot of Link flying down. I mean, look, what is this? You know, over here, there's just like an enormous, just solid block in the air. You know, all these other things look like islands and little regions we can explore, but that's just like some big solid block. So that looks like the temple we saw like in the original trailer. You can see some of these ruins too. If you look at the top of the screen here, that looks almost like, you know, how we describe them in our world, like the Nazca ruins that you can see from, you know, the sky, that they, that these designs, which is going to be something that's going to be kind of cool. You know, I'm sure there's all these little secrets that we'll be able to see from the sky itself. Now down here, there's a little bit of red, some fire perhaps. I don't know exactly what region that is. Again, there's some more of those ruins as Link is sort of falling down and the big logo comes in that you can see from the sky itself. And if you look around at the pillars that I'm blanking on the name of right now, but the, you know, the pillars, the towers that we can warp to, and then, you know, you unlock that and it sort of unlocks it for the region. They have white light coming out of the bottom of it. Really interesting. Here's just sort of main Hyrule Field. You can see that some of the landscape has been altered. Again, there's one of those towers, and you can see that. Now, here's the town. The town looks about this, you know, about the same as it did in Breath of the Wild, but as it continues on here, we start to see these little encampments. Like, here's down by Hyrule Castle. There's like that main fountain, and now there's some camps there, which is cool, because again, this is one of the things that I just wish there was a little bit more of in Breath of the Wild. It's one of the things I, you know, I absolutely loved about like Majora's Mask and Twilight Princess. And this is like the towns felt sort of lived in. In Breath of the Wild, they just sort of felt like little places you'd stop into, like little pit stops, as opposed to like things to do in the towns. So I'm glad that they're expanding on that a little bit. There's Link climbing. Now there's one of our sort of regular, you know, trials, shrines, and it's got this green blue energy growing out of it, which is kind of cool. Now my guess is here, this sort of big circular stone structure is something that fell down from one of the sky islands. So I think that's what's going to have caused a lot of the shaping in Hyrule and things that make it look different is going to be, you know, destruction from the ruins and the sky falling down. Okay, now here we get the Gerudo Desert. Okay, is that another thing? Yeah, and as we see it here, here pieces of the sky are falling down. Now here is, well, you know, this big red dark energy could be Ganondorf, could also be Demise, because they don't show his face, but then they do show Ganon's face later. So this might actually be the end, really, of a trilogy of like Skyward Sword, Breath of the Wild, and Tears of the Kingdom. That's sort of been something people have thought about. This is kind of cool. It looks like, you know, like a pirate ship or something that's flying in the sky. Lightning. Here we are spending a little more time in these sky ruins. Some of the things we're going to be doing. Sky temples, whatever you want to call them. Maybe it's Skyloft, you know, the destruction of old Skyloft. Who knows? Here, Link is flying through this cavern with like lasers. Here, he's pushing something. Now that looks like you're in one of the divine beasts. Here we are out, you know, in some gates and in Hyrule Field again. And we're seeing like regular townsfolk or perhaps Hyrule Guard fighting, which is going to be cool. Now, here we go. And some people were asking online, you know, who are some of these like creatures we see almost in like black? I wonder if this is going to be some kind of like, is it going to be like ancient, you know, Hylia, right? Is it going to be connections to like the god, actual goddess of, you know, Hylia that we, you know about from Skyward Sword? Or is it going to be maybe some kind of connection to like Dark World or something, you know, some version that they do in this, or Lorule or something? There's like a, okay, here we are back in the main chamber where you'd normally, where you fight Ganon in Breath of the Wild, and here it's sparkling and kind of gold and cleaned up. Okay, here's Zelda inside of some structure, maybe a divine beast. And that was where she was talking. Here's the Master Sword. Looks like it's back in the pedestal. So we're going to have to go back to Korok Forest and get it. Here's somebody talking to Zelda. We don't see her face, but it looks like it might be one of those other kind of creatures we saw. Continuing on here. Now we're going to see a little bit of the new combat and some of these items. You know, so we saw a giant square before. Here's like just a giant circle. Here's Link dodging something incredibly fast, jumping up. Here he is escorting some people with his horse. You know, some like Red Dead kind of vibes from that. We saw this in like the original. So here's somebody throwing like a flaming rocket, Link, and you can use stasis and somewhat like reverse time. If you go back to the original trailer, Link did that as well. Or maybe I think it was the second trailer, the one that showed off a little bit of gameplay. We know we can craft items. Here he is. Looking like he is, let's increase the resolution on that. Sorry about that. Here's Link, and he's using some sort of kind of rocket, you know, to go up through some of these, you know, around some of these like guard posts. Jumping, he's floating a little bit more. Now that looks like Death Mountain, perhaps down there, and that's got those tendrils coming out of it. So that might have been the thing we saw earlier in the trailer. It's almost giving me some Sonic, what was the new Sonic game, Frontiers vibes, which was kind of like Breath of the Wild vibes in Sonic, getting some little bit of vibes like that. Here's Link fighting somebody's on a trolley in Death Mountain. Here he is, pilot. I know a lot of people are finding this. You know, we're going to be pilot some videos. There's like, you know, a stone talus that's got guardians, or that's got like Macoblin little encampment on top of it. And Link is piloting something that's got arms, looks like perhaps electric. And we're just going to go run into it. There he was. You know, looked like maybe he attached a ruby to an arrow. We'll see what it does. That, whatever that thing is, looks cool. Some big, giant, spidery, squid-type monster coming up at Link. Big explosion here. Here's where Zelda's holding, you know, her earring, right? Which, wondering what that's all about. Then here, the maybe Demise flies up, causes the blood moon. Then Link gets infected. And then here's Ganon supercharged and back. Link being chased by all kinds of different enemies. Now that is the one everyone's talking about. If I can go back and pause it at the right frame. This woman right here might be Hylia, who's been sealed away for a lot of time, which would make sense if Ganon is back. It also, I don't, maybe they just go that route, or maybe because of the ears look sort of different. The ears aren't like a normal Hylian's ears. Again, I still wouldn't pass about the idea of some, and she's got, look, if you look at the necklace she's got, it's like the same thing that Zelda's got. So, you know, maybe connected to like ancient heroes. That might be a thing, actually. Maybe it's like Link, Zelda, and Ganon, which Ganon would be Demise. We're getting like their connection to whichever piece of the Triforce that they have. Maybe that's what it's going to be. And she does look at sort of huge electric blast. There's, looks like, you know, probably not Urbosa. And we're fighting, you know, here we are fighting with some of the Zora, you know, and right there, look, he's this three-headed dragon. It's, you fight it in like the original Legend of Zelda. It's like one of the bosses you fight. I always blank on its name, but you fight it right here. And look, it's even the way its headdress sort of looks just like Ganon. And that's the thing, you know, I need to do a breakdown of this too, these sort of, because that's clearly Ganon dispatching his monsters to go attack Hyrule. And then look right here in this little corner, bottom left hand corner, you can kind of see a hero with a sword. So I'm guessing that's Link, or maybe that's just guards. Okay. And then, yeah, I think it just sort of ends with Zelda saying, you know, Link. So for me, the big kind of takeaways from this trailer are going to be, I think what we're getting is going to be, I think it's going to be like there's going to be a lot of connections with Skyward Sword, really, with like Hylia and Demise. Because obviously we're going back to like the kingdom in the sky. But the fact that Zelda and this other woman have the same, Zelda's holding the thing that woman was holding. And then it looks like, you know, what we see of Ganondorf, it actually very looks like Demise, like the very long red hair, you know, it's not dreadlocks, but very just sort of long red hair. And they didn't specifically show his face, because here's Zelda holding that thing, and she has like the same earrings that other woman is wearing. My guess is it's going to be, we're going to see like different versions of these characters and how they're connected to the Triforce. So Demise with Ganon, and then maybe this, you know, sort of like ancient hero with Link, which is why Link looks different when he's in the sky. Maybe when we're up there, that's not actually Link. Maybe it is this ancient hero, perhaps, that we're playing. And something's going to have to do with the Master Sword. Interesting. So, okay, well, that's just a fun little breakdown of this trailer. Game looks great. Absolutely cannot wait. I don't care if it's $70, $80, $100. I'm all in. I'm buying it. So leave me a comment as always. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.